response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
In Philadelphia this morning. So I'll begin with a shooting of a man and a woman. They are in critical condition this morning after police say they were shot multiple times inside their Mercedes-Benz SUV. This one happened early this morning in West Philadelphia, in North Philadelphia, I should say. There is another one in West Philadelphia, but this one in North Philadelphia this morning. Police detectives say they're still looking for that gunman, who they believe was riding in a silver or gray colored sedan. So actively searching for that armed and dangerous individual. The man and woman listed in critical condition. The investigators say 911 dispatch received multiple calls for this shooting early this morning at the intersection of North 22nd and Indiana Avenue. Officers say when they arrived, they find this man and woman still inside the SUV at the intersection there, North 22nd, Fox Streets. And they were more than 20 shots were fired in this thing. So we don't know the details, the nature, the motivation. Was this an attempted carjacking, a robbery? We simply don't know what exactly was going on here, but an active search for a shooter as these two individuals were rushed to the hospital. We also have two young children in two separate incidents across Philadelphia. So a young child shot yesterday on the porch of a West Philadelphia home. This happened in the afternoon before 5 p.m., about 4:30 in the afternoon, 5900 block of Pine Street. Five-year-old little girl, according to police, suffered this gunshot wound to her leg. She is at Children's Hospital CHOP this morning where she's in stable condition. And police say that at least one shooter in a group had opened fire on the home from across the street. And so the little girl happened to be on the porch with her family, An innocent victim of one of these stray bullets in Philadelphia. Horrific situation, shell casings all over the sidewalk. So their police are looking for this group of three or four individuals dressed all in black. Doorbell video is what they have obtained, captured some of those who are now, you know, the alleged perpetrators. They're searching for those individuals. No arrests in any of these situations. So armed and dangerous individuals still being searched for by police this morning. And then earlier, there was another unrelated incident. A two-year-old child shot himself in the stomach after he got a hold of a gun. This also in West Philadelphia, this one 5200 block of Delancey Street. So we don't know if, what the circumstance was here, if any of the caretakers involved are facing any charges or what went on. The two-year-old underwent surgery and miraculously is recovering right now in the hospital, still in critical condition, but this little boy so far has survived the stomach shooting.
Can we play Guess the Circumstances? Can we do this as like a new game for every shooting have where they don't tell us the details? So the two-year-old, right, shot in the stomach. I'll be the first to play the game. Mom or dad under the influence of some illegal narcotic, completely oblivious to what's going on in their own property, gun not safely locked up, child wanders over, grabs it, thinks it's a toy, plays with it, and almost has a fatality. Sad. Yeah. Sad. Lock your firearms up, you morons.
It's devastating.
I mean, guys, it's easy to say that, you know, here, but West Philly, like, they're not really concerned about locking up their firearms, if you know what I mean.
Oh, exactly.
You know, it's sad. The whole thing is just horrible, and you're right. You're right about the circumstances. I would take that for 100, Alex.
Yes, that's the Daily Double.
But, you know.
Jeez.
Take care of my kids.
We do have a verdict in this trial that has been going on for weeks now. This is the Maurice Hill trial in which six Philadelphia officers were shot August of 2019. We all remember that hot summer. It resulted in a standoff in Nicetown, Tioga. So after days of deliberations that began last week, the jury has found Hill guilty on 3 counts of attempted murder, 9 counts of aggravated assault, 9 counts of assault on a law enforcement officer. I will tell you, he was found not guilty on 9 different counts of attempted murder and 3 counts of aggravated assault. So a bit of a mixed verdict here. And so, you know, the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel, he spoke out and said justice has been served. The jury went through this very complicated, he said, they went through it. It was very thoughtful. And he said they're thankful that the jury was able to hold this person accountable, and we are appreciative. That's the quote from our police commissioner.
Bye-bye, Maurice. See ya. Have a nice rest of your life. How old's Maurice, by the way?
41.
Yeah, he's not going to see the light of day again until he's in a walker, if he's lucky. Bye-bye.
And FOP, Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 5, releasing a statement and saying they stand shoulder to shoulder with our fellow officers. They're thankful for the guilty verdict and that this jury recognized the bravery and courage of our dedicated officers. So that from the FOP Lodge 5 president, Roosevelt Poplar, he said in the statement that make no mistake, this defendant acted intentionally to kill and injure our brave, courageous officers back in 2019. He called them heroes. They ran toward the gunfire to apprehend a convicted felon to keep the Tioga community safe. And he said, we owe these brave heroes. Remember, 6 officers were shot.
Mm-hmm.
The defense here was to say that this guy didn't know they were law enforcement, and he thought he was defending himself.
No, let's see him defend himself for the next 30 years of his life in the can.
So we have also in the burbs, we have the search is on for a serial grocery store thief.
Oh, yeah.
A suspect.
It was not me. It was not me. Yeah. I know I hate the price of groceries. I did not steal any shrimp.
Now don't be stealing from our friends at the Acme.
Acme.
Acme. All right. This guy is walking around at least one Acme that we know in Feasterville, loading up his cart, bulk packages of Gatorade, Snapple, Red Bull. And then he kind of walks around the exit area, waiting for a moment, a clear moment, and then just walks away without paying for anything. And so Lower Southampton police, they believe that he's a serial. He started as a sort of a shoplifter and then became emboldened because, you know, there's no more bagging of items.
Right.
I was just going to say that. It is every time I do the self-checkout thing and I go through there, I'm like, it'd be really easy just to leave, out with all with all of these groceries. Because no offense to the people working there, but they're not paying a ton of attention.
No,
they're sitting there on their phone. They're talking to one another.
People,
I would just be like, who would stop me if I walked out of here right now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could do that, or you could finance your groceries. I know you sent us. We never got to this last week, but CNBC had a story about the rise of the percentage of Americans that are actually having to finance groceries.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's just amazing. I mean, I can't buy a house. Hell, I can't even pay my groceries in cash.
Well, it's funny because there was another story that we never got to, shockingly, about how Target is doing away with all self-checkout.
Yeah.
Because of theft.
That's a theme for a lot of retailers, I feel like. Walmart, Target, grocery stores. That's another popular common thing. Because people just walk out.
Yeah.
And sometimes the person that's supposed to stand there, just in case like your self-checkout machine backs up and, you know, it's like, please remove that from the bag. And then the employee has to come over with their badge and scan it and make sure everything is all on the up and up. Sometimes that whole area is unattended.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Giant is always unattended. You could just walk straight through.
Oh, really?
Be gone. Yeah. The one in Bluebell.
We have an update. One of the suspects, you remember how we reported for days on it, well, more than a week, the wildfires that plagued New Jersey.
Yeah.
Thousands of people evacuated from their homes. Thousands of acres burned. Well, one of the suspects charged in connection with the Ocean County wildfire has now been released, is home, on home detention.
Home detention?
Home detention.
The guy that lit the pallets on fire?
That's allegedly. 19-year-old Joseph Kling. I have to, as your attorney and representative, I have to say allegedly.
But, right.
19-year-old Joseph Kling walked out of jail yesterday, ankle monitor, And he did spend nearly 2 weeks in the clink.
Oh, he's learned his lesson.
Yeah, yep. Scared straight.
Oh, but God.
Judge Pamela Snyder ordered him to home confinement with monitoring.
Another judge.
Yep. Yeah.
Judges.
I know.
Enough with them.
I know. I think we need to put an absolute halt on law school for a quarter century. Nobody can go to law school. We have enough judges. We have enough lawyers. We need to weed through the bad ones. They should go to Alcatraz as well.
Let me guess. ADHD, mental illness, autism. What does this said individual have in the crap du jour of illnesses that get people out of personal responsibility?
Crap du jour.
I don't even know that there were any of those good excuses.
Yeah.
To be.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
What is, Dawn, do we have the idea? The ethnicity, the race, the gender of the alleged suspect?
No, he looks like a white kid.
Oh, he's a white kid.
Mm. All right. Garden variety.
Well, I've been begging for the white man to catch a break lately, so they got one. I can't be
no
a hypocrite.
Breaks. No breaks. Enough.
All right.
So we do have, well, we have one capture. In all the stories that we're talking about with crime and mayhem across the city, King of Prussia, we do have Pennsylvania State Police. They were able to corral the suspect. This one was, the scene was playing out on the Schuylkill I-76 yesterday afternoon. Pennsylvania State Police troopers, they were able to corral this suspect that caused quite a ruckus on the roadway about 2 o'clock in the afternoon in King of Prussia. And King of Prussia cameras, actually the traffic cams, did capture what happened as this huge emu, this bird, had, I don't know where the emu came from, but was loose on the highway. And so kudos to Pennsylvania State Police, who somehow caught this thing and then were able to load him up on the back of a trailer. And no injuries reported. The emu was a little bit shaken, may have lost a few feathers, but everybody's okay.
Okay. All right.
So we got
they got an
on.
Emu. There was one in my mother-in-law's neighbor, two houses down, has like kind of like a farm in Saucon Valley, and there was an emu there for a long time.
They listen, if you're a Pennsylvania State Police officer, those things, they can, you know, if you come at them, they have like a big beak.
Oh, they've got a temper.
They can, a big beak.
A big beak.
Yeah.
They can, you know,
absolutely.
Peck you to death.
Yeah, they have a little mean streak to them.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably a freaked out emu as well.
Yep.
Well, I know we'll get to our all-important forecast. By the way, we'll see if the rain holds out. Looks like hopefully we see the rain hold out this evening for us while we drive to our great event.
Would you like me to give you the forecast right now, dear?
I would love the forecast, but first I want to tell you about news. We're sponsored by First Bank, ready to drive your business's success with a trusted local partner. Count on First Bank for personalized support, smart solutions, help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted partner for success. And visit myfirstbank.com, myfirstbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. And Nick, I know you've got the forecast.
I do. Philly weather is brought to you by MT Rule. It's 62 degrees currently in Philadelphia as showers across the area have mostly dried up. It's going up to 74 today for your high with about a 70% chance of storms this afternoon. Hopefully it tapers off by the time Zeoli starts and we're out in Phoenixville tonight. It's going down to 58 degrees, and your Philly weather is brought to you by MTRule.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRUHL.com. All right, that'll do it. Round number one of the news. We'll come back, get to a Tuesday big take, dying on Dem Hills. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Donald Trump's first 8 days now in office, and we will break it down, all the big topics, all the big subjects, everything under the umbrella of 47, from the economy to the border to Doge to make America healthy again, all of the big talking points that we have been discussing since January 21st, and we will be doing it with you. And it's going to be interactive as well, right? Like the crowd's going to be able to ask questions.
Absolutely.
And converse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Dan Borowski, I believe, will be out there with the microphone.
Okay.
So
Nice.
We'll take questions. Yeah.
Very good. 626. Let's get down to business. Time for a Tuesday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
The Big Take, dying on Dem Hills. You know, the power players that control the left, they have made it abundantly clear. The Democrats are now the party of supporting illegal aliens in the United States of America and defending the hatred towards Jews. We will get to the latest developments locally from Barstool Sports, Temple University, and 6ABC in just a few minutes. But first, we begin with the huge developments on illegal immigration and deportations. The Trump administration announcing yesterday that they will pay illegal aliens to self-deport, and they will get commercial flights out of here. The flight will be paid for, plus they would receive a $1,000 stipend. This, of course, comes from taxpayer dollars, but we will be substantially cheaper. I want you to think about this. It's going to be a lot cheaper than going through the long battles of arrests, court dates, judges, and deportations. Here is Fox News' Bill Malusian on Monday morning with the breaking news. Listen and watch this.
So Fox News can report exclusively that DHS will announce today that they're going to start paying for the commercial flights of illegal aliens who self-deport from the U.S. And on top of that, they're going to pay them an additional $1,000 stipend once they're confirmed to have left the country. Now, DHS says doing this is going to be significantly cheaper for the American taxpayer. They tell us that right now it costs on average about $17,000 to arrest, detain, and deport someone. They say paying for self-deportations and the stipend will only cost about $4,500 per person. That's about 70% cheaper. Aliens are going to have to register to self-deport on the new CBP Home app to access that DHS financial assistance, as well as announce their intent to leave the country. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem tells Fox in part, quote, "If you are here illegally, self-deportation is the best, safest, and most cost-effective way to leave the United States to avoid arrest." In the meantime, here in the sanctuary city of Los Angeles, ICE confirms to Fox News that three suspects arrested in connection with the home invasion murder of a man in the Woodland Hills neighborhood last Sunday are all in the U.S. illegally.
This would be a savings of $13,500 per illegal alien for all of us who pay taxes. According to Stephen Miller of the Trump administration, the savings are as much as $1 million per illegal alien family, given the long-term costs of free welfare and public support. Yesterday, of course, was Cinco de Mayo, and while most normal, functional, logical Americans perhaps enjoyed a margarita, chips and guac, like common sense adults who just live their life, CNN was back in the business of peddling more fear porn. Listen and watch this.
Today is May 5th, and that means Cinco de Mayo, Wolf, a holiday that celebrates Mexico's victory over France. But some in the Battle of Puebla, I should say, but some communities have canceled or scaled back cultural events because of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration and the fear among many Latinos that they could be arrested.
Scaling back cultural events. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know who hates deportations the most? White liberal women. You know who supports it at a very high rate? Hispanic citizens in America, legally. Rasmussen polling with the following two pieces of data. 69% agree that our immigration system is broken. They write, at a time when President Donald Trump's policy of deporting illegal aliens is highly controversial, most Hispanic voters still agree with an earlier president's criticism of America's broken immigration system. That earlier president, Barack Obama. So what is Donald Trump's approval rating with Hispanic voters? Phil, please throw up this graphic on YouTube. Well, that would be 62% for the week of April 27th through May 1st, 2025. Donald Trump had the backing of Latinos at a rate of over 6 in 10 Hispanic voters polled. The total number was just over 1,800 people in the sample. But if you thought CNN was peddling fear in the clip we just showed, you get a load of this. CNN actually sat down with an unidentified cartel member to get his feelings on the Trump administration going after the gangs and the cartels. You can't make this stuff up. Now, I'm going to translate this and read the subtitles for those not on YouTube. Phil, roll this. Listen and watch.
This man is talking to us on the condition we hide his identity and location.
Can I pull up a chair?
He says he produces fentanyl for the Sinaloa cartel.
How safe or dangerous is this area to be in?
Right now, all areas are dangerous.
I mean, according to the Trump administration, you are a terrorist. I mean, the cartels have been labeled a foreign terrorist organization. What do you make of that?
Well, the situation is ugly, but we have to eat.
What's your message to Donald Trump, if he's watching this?
My respect. According to him, he's looking out for his people. The problem is that the consumers are in the United States. If there weren't any consumers, we would stop.
There is a lot of violence playing out on these streets here at the moment every day, right? I mean, people are dying on a daily basis. Children are afraid to go to school. Do you have any sense of remorse over your role and your involvement in this group?
Of course.
Things
are sad, but... Well, things are sad.
CNN just rebranded themselves as the Cartel News Network. Criminal on so many levels. Equally as bad is the other hill that the Dems willingly are dying on, and that would be anti-Semitism and defending the pro-Palestinian cause. We gave you the story yesterday about Barstool Sports and their establishment in Philadelphia. That included a Temple University student, a server who provided the sign that read, F the Jews, along with bottle service over the weekend. And we played for you yesterday on the cut sheet, the clip of Dave Portnoy condemning the statements and wanting to send the guilty to Auschwitz to educate them on the atrocities that the Jews faced. Well, 6ABC, right here in Philadelphia, looks really bad, as far as I can tell, as they tried to land a big one-on-one interview to get further context from the CEO himself, Dave Portnoy. Now, in this clip, you're going to see and hear Portnoy explain what happened, provide video evidence of the claim and the interaction with the reporter on a Zoom session on a laptop from 6ABC, and then wrap up the experience. Now, warning, there's a lot of cursing here that has been censored. But the gist of the story, the headline, 6ABC tried to turn this into a white supremacy, intolerant culture created here in America by straight white males. The journalist, according to my sources, is 6ABC's Tahandra Thomas. Listen and watch this. It's a little bit long.
And obviously this thing at the bar, the Jews sign, the anti-Semitic sign at my bar, still going. So all press being like, will you talk about it? Yeah, I'll talk about it. So ABC News Philadelphia, they reach out, they beg me to do an interview. They give me the reporter's name. It's some reporter, and then they do a bait and switch, and a new reporter shows up to do it this morning. She starts like, okay, fine enough, asking questions about the bar, how did it happen, responsibility, blah blah blah, and then she shifts. And then she does what a media scumbag does. She's like, well, she pulls a quote out of her from, like, I don't even know, a made-up journal? Some professor at, like, the Sportocratic University of something? It's like, they say that Barstool Sports creates a culture of harassment and that basically I'm responsible for this happening at my own bar. I never heard the quote. Oh, you're saying some liberal college professor said they don't like Barstool? So I was like, well, who said it, and what is this even journal? We go back and forth. Austin, who's here, start taping it. This piece of, let me put it in right now. Here's who I would say is causing that type of environment. All these colleges would let Jewish kids get harassed on campus 24/7. I've been speaking out about this since it started. So these professors, I'd love to know. First of all, that sounds like a made up thing. I don't know what that quote is. The Society of Sport. Where are the professors from? Well, why don't you answer, where are the professors from?
I listen to that and then go back and see if you want to waste time.
Well, no, you're quoting two people. I have no idea who they are from a made-up journal. So okay. Tell me where the professors are from.
The University of Virginia.
Okay, so
made-up university.
No, that's a real university. I'd like to know how they're, where they're getting their information. I don't like quotes that I have no idea where they're coming from. I totally disagree for what you just said. Who's creating more hate right now in the world? Do you say Barstool Sports and the white men or college campuses?
You go ahead and answer.
No, that was a question to you.
I'm the journalist. I'm asking.
Well, I don't play by those rules. What does that mean? You're a journalist? I'm a journalist. I run a big media organization. I just asked you a question.
Let's answer the question.
No, I asked you a question. You answer the question. You answer the question.
You're not running this interview.
All right, then the interview's over.
So you can't ask me questions. I'm a journalist. You ambushed me with a made-up quote from a made-up journal from two professors, I guess, at Virginia. Let me ask you this. Where do you think more hate is happening? At Barstool Sports or college campuses across this country? This piece of ABC, the person who set it up, gave me one reporter, bait and switch to the ABC. People are, ooh, it makes me mad. I forgot how much I hate journalists, this piece of.
It's hard to describe without breaking FCC rules how insane the media has become. Journalists trying to get more information on a story about anti-Semitism and the hate that Jews face, and it gets turned into a reprimanding of Barstool Sports and their past history. This is the equivalent of legacy media digging up old tweets from 15 years ago from someone who said something wrong as a minor on social media and then holding them accountable for it now when they are the current victims of a heinous crime in today's day and age. The whataboutism in today's agenda-driven media is downright embarrassing. And I'm embarrassed to be a Temple University alum right now. I really am. From the anti-Semitism of its student body to the crime in and around campus to Jennifer Griffin and what's occurred under her watch, it's shameful. And she's a former law enforcement officer. Trump should strip their funding while he's at it. I'm tired of these liberal think tanks. Forget the liberal-conservative ratio of college campuses, Temple, Penn, Ivy League, you name it, for faculty, and the one-way school of thought for just a second, and just zero in on the professors and the academics on campus. These are the same losers who walked onto a college campus at 18 years old, buried their heads in books, and they never left. They are still on campus 20, 30, 40 years later, because for many, staying inside their safe space of a campus with like-minded losers is what empowers and emboldens these academics, many of whom who have no clue what it's like out there in the real world. Instead, they just live in their hypotheses and their theories in their little woke bubble of higher education. Trade schools, vo-tech programs, we talk about them, the trades, all of the time on this show. They look more appealing every single day. When's the last time, honest question, we heard about a hate crime or anti-Semitism at a vo-tech school? Raise your hand if you can even basically cite an incident. I can't think of one ever publicly. Higher starting salaries, lower debt, get ahead quicker in life, and not have to deal with intolerant imbeciles speaking down to you from their little perch. If you don't already, you should follow Brian Hart on X, at Brian Hart PR. He's a media consultant. He has a big following in Philadelphia. Very upstanding guy, not a troll by any stretch. And he has an amazing thread about the stories that he broke last summer about anti-Semitism at Temple University and the failed leadership of Jennifer Griffin. You can watch the videos on his X feed. They've been up for over a year. He just released a third one yesterday. But if you notice the theme here, academia, the media, the Democrats, all left-wing thinkers, all in the wrong, all on the wrong side of 80-20 issues. And that includes illegal immigration, deportation, and anti-Semitism, nationally and right here locally. Mistake after mistake in the thought process. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, we will come back, get everybody's thoughts. We'll see what Dawn has to say about the self-deportations, the stipend, and the savings, as well as
because Dawn is the journalist on this show, 6ABC, and what apparently happened yesterday between 6ABC and Barstool CEO Dave Portnoy with the Temple University anti-Semitism. It's Kale and Company live here on a Tuesday morning, 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, fire away on X and give us your comments in the YouTube chat. We're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City really does combine the luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you're going to find that luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Just schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz. You can always shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, or Atlantic City. I'm talking about PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dawn's thoughts on the big take, both on the self-deportation, the stipends and the savings, and then also what occurred with 6ABC yesterday and Barstool Sports. Dawn, take it away.
So I know Taronda Thomas from 6ABC. She's a football mom. Our sons played football together. And so maybe I'll surprise. I thought about recusing myself completely from this discussion, but I feel like I should say something because there are always multiple sides to a story, not just two sides to the story. So in this one, I'll say, first of all, to Dave Portnoy, and I said it yesterday, as far as this whole thing, Mr. Portnoy, stop talking. You're going to get sued. This is, here's the problem. In a media world, he's the white guy who's spewing, curse words because he's aggravated. I'm not saying that he's wrong at all.
And you are correct because I believe the one student has already lawyered up, which so, you nailed that yesterday.
So here's the problem. He's a gentleman who obviously has built up this huge entity, started out small. I'll be honest. The only reason I started following him a long time ago was because he has this adorable dog, Peaches, and I just fell in love. Like, I was like, oh, this is so sweet. So he's this adorable dog, Peaches, and puts videos, and then he does pizza reviews. That's all I really thought. Like, oh, he's the guy, the Peaches guy. You know what I mean?
It's funny you say that. The only content I consume of any of their entire network is the pizza reviews. I just think they're funny.
Pizza and Peaches. I mean, so.
Right.
So I'm not saying he has done anything wrong. He actually comes off to me as a guy like in my family who's a regular guy trying to do the right thing as far as when he, in part. So I said yesterday, you fired the two servers and called one out by name and called her stupid. Watch it because you're a billionaire. I didn't know he was a billionaire guy, but watch it with the lawsuits. But then with the guys who said hate the Jews, I think all of us agreed that we never would have given that grace because somebody who wants to put up a sign, it wasn't even hate the Jews. It was F the right. That's just that hatred that's a seed that was planted. That doesn't just happen. That to me is a really ugly form of, hatred and racism. And so for him, he was trying to do the right thing and say, well, I'm going to send them on a concentration camp tour, Germany, Auschwitz and Poland, etc. But to me, I think that he was trying to be generous and trying to awaken somebody and educate somebody. And now this whole thing is coming back in his face because he was trying to get involved. And so I wish for him, and he's going to come to the conclusion that he's going to wish he had zipped it. And Temple suspended one student, let the authorities take over, zip it, don't get involved. Because this is what you get, Dave Portnoy, when you try to show some grace and have some restorative justice.
But what does that have to do with 6ABC and the journalist flipping the tables on him. This, and I think this will lead to our conversation later in the 7 o'clock hour about the rise of alternative media. This, and I don't know about a bait and switch. Told you were told one reporter would be talking to you, and then another
that was
one
a producer.
Did. That's fine.
She's an anchor. She's, and by the way, in Philadelphia, she's loved.
Yeah, that's fine. But what does Barstool's past history and flipping the script on Portnoy have to do with the incident at hand? You know what this reminded me of when I watched that little laptop Zoom session? This reminded me of the Margaret Brennans of the world and the mainstream media when they try to interview Trump on an issue and then they flip it back to something that has nothing to do with the subject at hand. Mm-hmm. That was my takeaway.
As your media advisor, non-lawyer, I would say this is why most people are advised, don't talk to reporters. You know what I mean? I mean seriously, don't. So what I can tell you without even speaking to anybody at 6ABC, what happened was they looked at this and there was a field producer that was involved. A producer looks up Dave Portnoy. Now, what's interesting to me is she's quoting something in West Virginia. Apparently, some different professors across the country were discussing an actual study, some research that was exploring the racial and gender politics of Barstool Sports. So this is Rhode Island, and it's from November of 2022. And these it was published in the Sociology of Sport Journal, and professors Kyle Couge and Matthew Hodler, they were arguing that Barstool creates a safe space for young white men in which they feel free to do whatever the blank they want without guilt, constraint, apology, or penalty. And it goes on, and it's all about social justice warriors and blah, blah, blah. So
they're a company that's basically founded on free speech, and then this turns into a referendum against Dave Portnoy?
Right. So this was an actual study. If you're a news reporter, you certainly can say, hey, Mr. Portnoy, you know, our research team, they did some, there was this study about 2.5 years ago, Sociology of Sport Journal. This is what these researchers found. And they claimed at the time that you have this place of racial exclusion and et cetera. Did this somehow promote or make somebody feel comfortable to say, to put up a sign that says F, you know, the Jews? That's a legitimate question as far as that goes. Well, that's a legitimate question.
Dave Portnoy is Jewish. Why would he advocate or be on board with anti-Semitism in his own establishment?
Of course, he was trying. I agree with you, but it is a legitimate question to say, why would somebody feel comfortable? And is it possible? This was a study that I'm just quoting.
Yeah.
Had you, Mr. Portnoy, had you seen, did you ever see this? It was a published study. Sociology of Sport Journal.
I just don't find that, and I just try to look at it from like a legal standpoint. Right. If I was in a court, if I was a judge, I don't know what the relevance is to that in the past to this story. This gives off the vibes to me of 6ABC with an agenda, with a slant,
maybe,
with a bias, and maybe. Oh, by the way, the reporter that you put on the story, as you're citing this study on gender and racial equity, happens to be a minority female.
She has a mixed ethnicity family. She's a lovely lady. She's
a minority female. I don't care.
She's a minority female. Her husband's a white guy.
Who cares? I don't care.
She's a minority female.
No, I'm not saying it makes her racist. She's a minority female who probably hates Dave Portnoy because Dave Portnoy.
I don't think she hates anybody.
I bet you she
does.
She's
a total sweetheart.
I looked her up online. She's an LSU girl. I know exactly who she is. But you're going to sit there and bring up the story of what Barstool did 15 years ago?
Louisiana at LSU.
No, I did my research on who the reporter was.
Well, you don't even know her.
I don't care to know her.
She's a lovely, objectively.
You're looking at it with a bias.
You're looking at it with a bias.
No, you are.
She's an LSU girl.
I don't know her.
I
just read her Twitter profile, Dawn. Because I wanted to know who the reporter was, so I did some research. You're looking at it because she's a soccer mom or whatever, and you have a soft spot.
She's a football mom.
Oh, who cares? And I'm a dance dad. Does that make any difference about what I say on the air?
You just said I know exactly who she is. She's an LSU girl, so somehow that.
Let me ask you this. If Tyronda Thomas interviewed Donald Trump and that whole thing played out, how would your position be today, Dawn?
I don't know. I don't know if she would ever. 6ABC reporters have gotten interviews with Donald Trump, and they did a great job with it.
And now, six ABC's really fallen off the cliff. This is like the number one story in the country, or one of the top
Maybe
trending
she
stories.
Is,
but and they made it out to be a anti-white, anti-straight white dude thing because of a girl that works at his Barstool Sports that had a sign that said "F the Jews." Dave Portnoy's not the criminal here. Dave Portnoy didn't do anything wrong.
Nobody's saying that he. I certainly defended him yesterday, but I did warn him. He's stepping in it.
Stepping
number
in
one.
What for?
Number
fire,
two,
for firing
let me
a part-time
finish.
Employee.
Let me finish, would you? Because the point here is that if my only point to you is if you are a journalist and you're looking up this media company and it's a media empire that he has created, hundreds of millions of dollars. You've said yourself he's a very wealthy guy. This is a media company that he built. Is it not a legitimate question to say,
okay,
hey, you've got a tense racial situation, but and even though you're speaking out against it, is it possible that these sociologists who apparently did this big study allegedly back in the day, it's printed, published study, did you create an atmosphere by which somebody actually, and it's ironic, thought that it was okay that they would put this ugly racial slur against and hateful slur against Jewish people? Did in fact your company create this culture? I'm not saying that he did that. Of course he didn't intend to do that, but it is a legitimate question. It's a tough question, and it's a legitimate question that she asked.
So let's change some of the variables here. We'll pull out Portnoy. What I want to do here, I want to lay this out for you. So let's say CBS3 in Philadelphia, Yuki Washington sits down with Donald Trump to talk about an F the Jews sign that was seen in the Trump 47 administration or at Mar-a-Lago since January of 2025. And Trump fires that person. And Trump is sitting there saying, we will not tolerate anti-Semitism. I'll not be part of my administration. And then Yuki Washington says, well, according to my due diligence and research, in 2006 at Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, you once said or you once did this. How, again, is that relevant to the pertinent story at hand?
I'm
looking
sure
at it from the journalism standpoint.
Yuki Washington has nothing to do with it.
I'm using another local example of somebody interviewing here in Philadelphia, like 6ABC, like NBC 10, like Fox 29, and I'm inserting a different person, not named Dave Portnoy, and bringing up the drudging up of old stuff. We know that Dave Portnoy has a checkered history. He's done all sorts of stupid stuff. That's why he is appealing as he is, and that's why he's a billionaire today. But let me, and then also, would they do this to anybody left of center? I don't think Dave Portnoy is a conservative, but he's come out of the closet as a Trump voter, and I'm not defending him for being a Trump voter.
I swear to God, I didn't even know that about him.
Yeah.
He's also
the guy that said he would vote for a Democrat 2 weeks ago after Trump tanked the stock market for a day.
Yeah, I just think he's an opinionated guy who is authentic, that he actually says what he thinks at the moment, and he means it. And I actually think he was trying to do something good because he had these long conversations with these two students who, and I believe him, that the students said, oh, I'm an idiot. I'm so sorry. Then the parents got involved. Then they got lawyered up. Now he has rescinded the free trip overseas to try to educate them. So no. Please don't misunderstand me. I feel for this guy.
Yeah, 6ABC is spinning it around and making him out to be the cause of other people's anti-Semitism.
I don't know that
outrageous.
That was. I don't know that that was the goal of the reporter. I think, though, however, it is a legitimate question to say to him because it's provocative. Look at us talking about it. It's provocative and it's a legitimate question to say this is not a rumor or an allegation. This was an actual. So, you know, printed in a sports journal in November of 2022. It's a well-documented study they did.
Yeah.
Now, is it a woke study by woke professors? Absolutely. I think as well, he deserved to say what he should have said is, hey, I don't even know what you're talking about. Could you email me a copy? So part of this is that he's actually great for television. He's very reactionary. But he needed to step back and say, you know what, Ms. Thomas, I actually have never heard of this. Could you just email me this study and I'll review it? Because I know nothing about it.
You know, that's not his brand. That's not the way. And
that's
he's a
why he needs he needs like he does need somebody with him who's like his media consultant.
She needed him more than he needed her. I mean, like,
she's just doing her job. I'm sure she was just assigned the story du jour.
But you go back to what you said with the field reporter drudging up old stuff, doing digging on. And I'm sitting there, I'm just thinking, this felt to me like a hit piece again, where a narrative's trying to be accomplished, and we're burying what is the relevant portion of this story, which is the anti-Semitism, which is the overarching theme. And 6ABC, you want to call it legacy media, what side of all of these networks been on since October 7th, 2023? They've been on the pro-Palestinian side. It's just, I'm really not a fan of Dave Portnoy, by and large. Other than the pizza reviews, I couldn't care less. I mean, kudos to him. He's carved out a niche, you know, pandering to the bros of society, and, you know, college kids with bong hits and Mountain Dew and gambling debts. Like, that's God bless him. But, like, it just seemed to me like there was an agenda from the jump, and 6ABC, like a lot of these channels here in Philadelphia, they've lost their relevancy. The days of Action News with Jim Gardner, those have come and gone.
But you know what? 6ABC is one of the stations. They're Walter Perez. You know, you talked about Trump interviews. They're the one station that actually they've done. I thought Walter Perez did an amazing job interviewing Trump. I actually thought his interview, their interviews of their different anchors, but especially Walter, were more fair than ABC News at the network level. I will say that. But as far as this goes, in all honesty, when I have a relative from anybody across the country, and some of them are listening right now and know this, they will call and say, I own a business and so, and this station showed up. Should I talk to them? And I say immediately, no.
Yeah.
Do not. I mean, and I hate to say that as somebody from a journalism background. I mean, I went to journalism school, all that stuff. But here's the thing. Because of the climate, they're looking for an incendiary situation. So the fact that it's the number one story, because everybody's going to debate this, just like we are.
Yes. And Jimmy, by the way, pull the clip of Dawn saying, will you let me speak? I love that. I like sparring with you, Stenzel.
I feel like
that
I'm
was
with
fun.
My husband. Like, yes. This is, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
All right, I'll meet you in the coffee room and I'll give you a big hug. It's Kale and Company, hour two. Dawn's got some news. I'll get to the weather. And then we'll get to Alcatraz and also right-wing media. A very interesting headline, as MAGA media muscles up. But I think it's important to point out, it's not only a popular platform these days. Now, all of a sudden, big corporate advertisers are flocking to what we do here on 1210 WPHT for a living. Interesting how that plays out from time to time. They jump aboard the bandwagon, huh? All right, more aboard. We're back after this. Kale and Company here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.